You're listening to the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in today. And if you were joining us earlier in the program, you got to hear live the press conference that is going on at the foot of Sparty right now at the Michigan State campus, in which Miles Bridges is announcing that he will be returning to school for his sophomore season, bypassing, by all accounts, millions of dollars that he would have received going to the NBA. Joining us now to get some analysis on this is the sports director for the Detroit Free Press. He is a former Spartan. Well, he's a fellow Spartan. How about putting it that way? A former student at Michigan State and a fellow Spartan, Kevin Bull. Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Great to be here, Kyle.
Well, what a huge day here for Michigan State basketball. I think everyone just presumed that, like folks before him, that Gary Harris, for example, he was just going to go ahead, and since he was going to get drafted in the first round, Miles Bridges was gone, but he is coming back. And what, just kind of for our basketball fans out here, what does that mean for Michigan State in the 2017-18 season?
Well, I think it means they have a much better shot at the national championship for sure.
We go back to Magic Johnson's decision back in 1979. To not go to the NBA and decide he was going to stay at Michigan State. Would you compare those two, or is that getting a little too ahead of ourselves?
Boy, you're dating me a little bit, Kyle. That was before my time. But, yeah, I would have to say, you know, it was a big deal back then. And as much as it is today with, you know, I would probably have put Miles Bridges at about 90%. He was leaving after that NCAA tournament loss, and this is a big turnaround, big excitement. And he said today he made the decision mid-season. You know, I don't know whether I believe him or not, but, you know, definitely worked out in their favor. It's a huge gift for them.
By not going to the NBA right now, he's putting at risk that he doesn't get any serious injury that will derail his future plans. So there is a significant risk involved here. If he were to go ahead and get in the NBA draft, what do you think he's looking at as far as a contract? What are NBA players like Miles Bridges going for right now?
Well, he'd be a top 15 pick. You know, it just depends on how high he goes. You know, I think maybe as high as five, and if some GM really believes in him that much. But you're looking at a top 10 to top 15 type salary. Now, he's going to have the maximum insurance policy going into next year to kind of help him, which, you know, he's kind of a little you know, leftovers if something major does happen. But, you know, he's also putting himself in to make himself a better player. A lot of times those guys who play 1 year don't get the great playing time, or they're stuck on a bad team. You know, he'd be kind of on a marginal team there in the 15 range where he would be, you know, sitting a lot. You know, ask Deontay Davis what it's been like. Ask Gary Harris's first year what it's like, how much development they're getting. So he's making a risk, but you know, he's also benefiting himself for the long term, potentially.
Well, and that's what I was going to mention, actually, Devontae Davis, because he left after his freshman year, not this past season, but the season before. He went on to the Memphis Grizzlies, and he didn't get a heck of a lot of playing time. I mean, what, he averaged like 6 minutes a game and averaged like a couple points. I mean, he didn't get a lot of playing time, and that could have been Miles Bridges.
That could have been, yeah. I think Miles was a little bit more polished as far as going. A lot of people thought Deontay should have stayed, probably could have used another year of development. You know, there's been reports that he didn't like school as much as Bridges did, and, you know, that could have been a factor too, certainly. So, you know, but, yeah, typically, you know, unless you're the number one or two guy, you know, you don't really see these one-and-done guys just step in and dominate or even get a lot of playing time right away in year one.
I wonder how much of this had to do with the folks around him, and I'm thinking like a Nick Ward or Cassius Winston, Langford. I mean, to come in with a group of guys and to be kind of like that Fab Five at the University of Michigan, obviously, hopefully without the scandal, but you think of those guys in their freshman years with Chris Webber and Jalen Rose. I mean, they were pretty good their freshman year, but it wasn't until that sophomore year that they took off and went to the national championship.
Yeah, well, they made the championship both years, but they definitely were a better team that second year. You know, yeah, you're right. The teammates and playing with them, that was definitely a part of it that he talked about tonight, making his decision, you know, wanting to play with these teammates. He was very close to them. He said Tom and Josh Langford pretty much knew all year. He had been telling them that he was always coming back. He told the rest of the team yesterday. So, I mean, clearly it's a close group, and he's very excited about two big men coming in next year to, you know, to give him a boost too, help the front court a little bit, which will allow him to play a little more small forward instead of power forward as much as he did this past year.
And we're talking about, are you talking about the new freshmen coming in or the folks who were on the, who were had to redshirt because of injury?
Well, Gavin Schilling should be back. I mean, he's going to get a medical redshirt. Ben Carter, I don't think that's going to happen. He's already, you know, so far into his college year that we don't expect him back. But, you know, so yeah, Gavin Schilling coming back from his injury, and then also the two big men freshmen recruits coming in, Xavier Tillman and Jaren Jackson Jr.
And so that makes Michigan State a lot bigger, and they certainly lack size for most of this year. And, yeah, we had Miles Bridges having to play a four position or a power forward. And in some cases, he had to play the biggest man on the court, and at 6'10", that's pretty short when you're going up against teams that, most of which have at least one seven-footer on their team.
Oh, yeah, and you had 6'6", Kenny Goins was their backup center, right? And he was... You know, if Nick Ward got into foul trouble, which happened very frequently,
yep.
He had a 6'6", Kenny Goins in there. Even Matt Van Dyke at 6'5" was playing a little bit of center there for a while. So it definitely helped to get some bigger guys in there.
Well, this is going to be an exciting team to watch in the 2017-18 season. I'm already excited for it, and we've still got several months to go. We still got football season to look forward to, even though I'm not as excited about football this year for other reasons that maybe we'll touch on at another time. But Kevin Bull, the sports director for the Detroit Free Press, thanks for joining us at last minute here to talk about Miles Bridges' decision.
Yeah, no problem, Kyle. Always glad to be here. And to all your listeners, you know, be sure to tune into Freep.com or I guess read. Click on Freep.com to give us a read. You know, if Sean Windsor's out there, he'll write a column tomorrow. Tonight we'll post, and Chris Solari as well for all our coverage of this big event for Michigan State.
All right, that is Freep.com, F-R-E-E-P.com. All right, we'll talk to you later, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Kyle.